It's a sunny but cold day at a cherry orchard north of Cedar. There's about a foot of snow on the ground as Ben LaCrosse, a second-generation cherry farmer, prunes some young cherry trees with electric shears.
We're trying to open up the scaffolds of the limbs to allow more light in and to force the tree to grow in the direction that we want it to.
Tart cherries like these are used by food manufacturers in things like cherry pies and turnovers. LaCrosse hopes that come spring, this pruning will maximize the orchard's yield. That would mean a lot, because many tart cherry farmers across Michigan are treading water. They face stiff foreign competition, specifically from the country of Turkey, who for years has flooded U.S. markets with their tart cherries. When this started around 2012, it was actually a good thing. Domestic cherry farmers had a few bad years in a row, and Turkish cherries came in and met demand. But when U.S. crops bounced back, farmers were boxed out. Turkey's cherries were going for about half the price of domestic ones, and farmers like LaCrosse are calling foul.
So every year we're dealing with these Turkish cherries, we're looking at a basically a loss year on our farms.
They're cheaper because evidence suggests tart cherries are highly subsidized by the Turkish government, and until a few months ago, came into the U.S. tariff-free. LaCrosse and others say those subsidies allow Turkey to sell them below the cost of production.
If we can't defend our domestic market against unfair foreign competition, we might as well not be in business anymore.
According to the Cherry Marketing Institute, the U.S. was importing about 24 million pounds of Turkish cherry products annually in 2008. Since then, that number has gone up by nearly 700%. For a long time, there wasn't much tart cherry farmers could do about all this. Unlike bigger industries, they aren't equipped to go after an entire country's trade practices. So U.S. Senator Gary Peters wants the federal government to step in. He introduced legislation last month to make the Commerce Department investigate those Turkish subsidies.
We need the Department of Commerce to be much more aggressive when it comes to looking at actions being taken by foreign countries to undercut particularly small industries.
If they find out those cherries are heavily subsidized, the U.S. can levy tariffs to offset the price difference. Gary Peters says that's on the table.
The key is to level the price, is to make a price that is consistent with what it actually costs to grow cherries and not to be subsidized from the government.
President Trump says his administration wants to help Michigan's cherry farmers.
I think it's a fantastic idea, because you're right, they can't hire the lawyers, it's too small, but it's, you know, in a double way, it's very, very big.
In the fall, his administration put a small tariff on tart cherry juice concentrate from Turkey. Michigan cherry farmers say that's a good sign, but it's mostly a symbolic gesture that the president is on their side. Many want steeper tariffs on more products. But Alan Deardorff says that may have some unintended consequences. He's a professor of international economics at the University of Michigan. Deardorff says tariffs may drive cherry prices up, but that would bring demand down.
You're trying to raise the price for your producers so that they'll be better off. And you're willing to do that even though you know you're going to inflict more harm on the buyers.
Cherry farmer Ben LaCrosse says food manufacturers that make cherry pies and turnovers would bear the brunt of any price hike, not consumers. And even if cherry prices go up at the grocery store, LaCrosse says they would still be cheaper than a decade ago, before Turkish cherries took off. Ultimately, he says U.S. farmers just want a level playing field.
We welcome competition, but it has to be fair. We can't compete against a product with both of our hands tied behind our backs, and that's where we are right now.
For Stateside, I'm Max Johnston.